pure bhakti, difficult and far, or easy and now, is a big question, which can take many years, many lifetimes. But I hope that today we'll be able to discuss the message of hope given us by Sri Rupa Goswami. But of course, we'll start with a little kirtan. We have some people posted at the door outside. You know the joke, yeah? About the wife singing lessons. How the wife is singing and she's asking the husband, "You don't like how I sing?" And he says, no, honey, I love how you sing." "Then why every time I'm singing you are going out of the house?" He says, "Oh, honey, it's just, you know, so that the neighbors don't think I am beating you." "But we have somebody outside, so you can stay here. Nobody will sing, but we have to sing, you know, even. But please let us do this for pleasing Krishna." Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari, Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari, Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana, Raja Jana Ranjana, Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Akanda Mandala Karam Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya Prasadada Gyopi Sadhya Sarvagyatam Rajet Sashi Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan Samprasidato. He by whose grace a complete fool can get all knowledge in one instant, may this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be merciful unto me. And another one from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vande nandad budaishvaryam shri chaitanya mahaprabhum nichopiyat prasadat syad bhakti shastra pravartakam. I offer my obeisances to the unlimitedly powerful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose grace even the most fallen person can become a teacher of Bhakti Shastri. Bhakti Shastri Pravartaka. Sa prasidat chaitanya devo yasya prasadata tallila varnane yogya sadyasya dadamopyayam. Another one. May Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be merciful unto me, because by his mercy, even this most low and unqualified person can immediately, sadhya, become qualified, tal lila varnane, to speak about the lila of the Lord. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Did you say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is our Buddha Shudin before the class, because Vasudev is beyond the three modes, he's beyond the ego, and you can do devotional service not from the platform of the false ego. So this is why before every katha, we do the. This is our short Buddha Shudhi before, as Shashananda Maharaj was discussing, to ask the blessings from Vasudev to go beyond the false ego, beyond the three modes for katha. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Anarpita charim chirat karunayavatirana kalo. The greatest treasure, the greatest gift not given for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us freely. Do you like getting presents, gifts? Yeah. In the West, people like Christmas. You know, and they like Santa Claus. Do you know this joke about the three ages, three periods in the life of a man? That first level is you believe in Santa Claus. Second level is you don't believe in Santa Claus. And the third level, you are the Santa Claus. Yeah, this is our mission, is to give presents and gifts. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the greatest example. He came and unlimitedly, he's giving so much, he needs helpers. He says, I am a gardener, how much can I distribute? I need all of you. And that's why you also have Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, in his says, we need millions of gurus. In his Vyasa Puja lecture in London, 1973, yeah, Srila Prabhupada says, please, boys, girls, men, women, all become gurus, become guru. And then he also says, it's not so difficult. He actually says, even a rascal like me can become a guru, Prabhupada says like this. Because why? Because you just repeat. You take from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and give. Fruits are there. You got just distribute. Become the part of the distribution network. Distributor network. So, we know this. We know we are preaching mission. However, we oftentimes preach the preaching. We say, come join and do what? Preach. And preach what? Preaching. You know, preach and preach. And then it becomes very similar to something like, you know, multi-level marketing. some pyramid scheme, you know, where you sell the selling. You sell the selling place. But we are not like that. We have the most rare and valuable product, the best product, and this the goods, the treasure, the jewel. And this jewel is bhakti. And not just bhakti, but very rare bhakti, raja bhakti, and pure bhakti. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted Srila Rupa Goswami. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sapadantikam. Rupa Goswami very kindly has expanded this science in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, made it very, very clear and very sweet with many beautiful examples. So, bhakti has five elements, as we discussed yesterday. And Shambhala Ramaramu, can you please put the flip chart there near Srila Prabhupada? That's right. And yesterday we discussed the Swarupa Lakshanas of bhakti. Yes, this is our diagram of bhakti. And we discussed that three objects or three practices are there that make bhakti bhakti. And the big misfortune in our society, or, well, in this world, or for a conditioned soul, is that you know, it's how the brain is built. You know, when you learn something, it's fresh. You're attentive and conscious. It's work of the you call them frontal cortex. Yeah, okay. And then as soon as you do it long enough, it goes to, it's called basal ganglia. It goes to the automatic routine, right? So when we start just anushilanam, then for us it's a big surrender, you know, just saying this Hare Krishna, what's next? Hare Krishna, next Krishna, Krishna, then not Krishna, then Hare Hare. So we are very conscious, and therefore we experience something. We experience, especially if you do this, remembering that this is Krishna. However, very quickly, we turn this into a habit. And we can do everything and anything on automatic pilot. Yes? You can do so many things on automatic pilot. You can even give a class on automatic pilot. Yeah? I have also personal experience in that. And then we wonder, you know, what is this? I'm doing bhakti. This wonderful, amazing thing for so many years. And I have no realization, and I have so little taste, no taste. I have, you know, like one of my friends, he said that when he joined, he was a businessman, and he thought, well, I just make another $20,000, and then I join. And then Krishna took away $10,000, $8,000, and then Krishna took away everything that he had. So then he thought, maybe I should join now. So he joined. And then it was autumn, and he thought, I don't have winter boots. So how will I do, you know, live in ashram without the winter boots? That was in Ukraine, cold, in winter, snow. So then he thought, you know, in half a year, in 6 months, there'll be winter. I have no winter boots. But then he thought, come on, this is 6 months from now. In 6 months from now, I'll be self-realized. I will need no boots. I'll be transcendental to cold and heat, you know. Who cares about boots? Good mood, right? Very enthusiastic. We had it sometimes in the beginning, and it was, you know, just Krishna just right around the next corner. And sometimes he was. Right? Then somehow down the road we lose it. And yesterday we discussed that the cause why we lose it, because we make this biggest mistake. We think that bhakti is activity that pleases Krishna. We make a mistake of thinking that activity which pleases Krishna is bhakti. Whereas Jiva Goswami and Shishna Chakravarti Thakur make a very clear point. Srila Prabhupada, you can read The Secret of All Secrets in 9th chapter, 934, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru Mamaeva Ishyasi Yuktoivam Atmana Mad Parayana. And Srila Prabhupada says that Kamsa was also fully Krishna conscious, as we heard in this katha. Kamsa was fully Krishna conscious. He was remembering Krishna all the time, but this was not what we want. And the demons did activities which pleased Krishna. Krishna likes a good fight. You know, some of you who were doing some martial arts or something, you know, if you have a good sparring in front of you, you like it. It's fun. Krishna, and this fun originally comes from Krishna, so Krishna liked a good fight with Hiranyakashipu, with Hiranyaksha. So they did activities pleasing to Krishna. He wanted to fight, and Kamsa. We heard, was it yesterday? Day before yesterday, he sent a brand new chariot to Krishna. You know, he gave to Akrura. It's like, you know, he calls Akrura and he says, "Here is the key from brand new Ferrari." You know, Murjan Rabu said BMW, but it probably was even more designer type car. What do you call it? They have this Maybach, yeah? This is Mercedes, which is tailored individually, yeah? It costs €500,000, one car. So he said, here's, yeah? So new car, he sent a chariot, he sent to Krishna. So that was nice. And Akrura was happy, so Krishna was also probably happy that Akrura was happy. So they do activities that please Krishna. And our big mistake is that we think that that's enough. I chant, yes, that's pleasing Krishna, so that's bhakti. Rupa Goswami helps us understand bhakti, any bhakti, not even pure bhakti, any bhakti has three parts, and we have to understand the object of our seva, that's Krishna. Kalpitru, getting put down once. And Krishna means Yes. Krishna, Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, Krishna means Krishna plus his expansions, plus his energies, plus his devotees. So this is one thing that. Understanding the object that Krishna is in the heart. Krishna is also he loves devotees. So we cannot please Krishna if we don't respect devotees and even non-devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describing the four types of aparadas which stop our advancement. He mentions chitkana or jiva or jana aparada, offenses to just any living entities. Even that can disrespect. Even that can block our advancement. So, remedy for that is understanding who Krishna is. That Krishna is the absolute truth in the heart, and that means respect, proper respect for Krishna in all manifestations and in everybody's heart. But as we mentioned, the most important thing is anukulyena. That's why it's put in the tritiya, in instrumental case, showing that without this, the other two will be empty. I mean, it will give great blessings. It will give great blessings, but it will not be bhakti yoga. It will give unlimited blessings. You will get another chance. However, to make bhakti yoga, make this intense bhakti yoga, full bhakti yoga, you need anukulyena. So this is the... now I'm trying to scare all of you and myself. So this is the commentary, yes? this is Jiva Goswami saying that this instrumental case indicates that this is a necessary qualifier for our practice, anushilanam. In other words, no intention, no bhakti. And that's why we can go years and years and years and years and not feel properly advancing. Bahu janma kori yadi shavana kirtana tabutana paye krishna pade premadhana. Many lifetimes we can perform shavana kirtana, and which is anushilanam, and still not achieve krishna pade premadhana, the treasure of bhakti. So I want to ask you, who of you have tried to do something, kirtan, katha, looking at Govardhan, and especially japa, yesterday and today, focusing on your intent, focusing on why you are doing? Who has tried? Thank you. Thank you very much. This is, if one thing we remember, this is one of the most important things we want to remember. And may I ask you, does anybody have some realizations or feedback? Anything you can share, you can tell? What's your experience with that anukulya? Practicing this anukulyana, as you were trying, for example, in japa. What have you experienced, either positive or negative? Can somebody please say it loud for us? Pujarini Mataji? Much happier. Exactly. Thank you. This is the connection. That's how we... This is, harmonium. If you have all these levers pushed in, there's no sound. Right? So these are the things. You pull out these stops. That's how you open your heart. That's how you align your heart to receive the mercy Krishna is giving, to receive the mercy. Thank you. Happier. Some other realizations you have? Yes, Prabhu. And helps you to understand all around. Sounds very mysterious and very powerful. You will understand all around. That's what we want. Yes, Prabhu? Mind was wandering less. Thank you. Yes, that's actually the loving attitude. Is it Siddheshwari Mataji? Yeah. She dialed the right number. And Krishna picked up the receiver and said, "Talk to me. Talk to me." Thank you. Yes, Prabhu? Feeling? Relief. Yeah, relief. Bhakti, immediate relief. Klesha Agni. From the very, very first step, baby step, freedom from suffering. Relief. Thank you. Something else? Somebody was there. Okay. It's a live communication between us. Thank you. Thank you. You had something? Very good. She says she dropped out of time and felt satisfaction and felt, got the feeling of being needed. That you are needed by Krishna. Yes, very good. Is somebody there? Yes, Prabhu? Oh, this is a joke you want to say. Oh, this... Yeah, this is okay. Most of you know this joke. I'll tell this joke if you don't mind. How I heard that Braj Bihari Prabhu, being our communication person, was invited to Vatican, and then he saw a big, nice, special phone, and he asked, "What is this phone?" And they told him it's a direct line to God. He said, "Can I call?" And they said, "It's 700 euros per minute." And he said, "Never mind. I want to call." So he called. And then they invited Pope to Vrindavan. Braj Bihari Prabhu invited him to Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan. And then he sees a very beautiful phone in Braj Bihari Prabhu's house. And he says, "What's this phone?" And he says, this is a direct line to God. He said, oh, probably expansive also. And he says, no, it's a local call. Yeah, this is the joke. Yeah, right. Now, I want to ask you, anybody had any negative experience, or anybody had some difficulty in this practice? And anybody? You had? Ashish Prabhu, yes? You had, Premadarangi Mataji? Yeah, thank you. So Premadarangi Mataji is saying that when we practice this, even a struggle becomes sweet, but on the other side, when you try to do this, you realize, where is my desire to please Krishna? You know, where was it? You know, I thought I am a devotee. Where is that desire? You know, and it's difficult to find. It's difficult to find. And sometimes, did you have experience that of those who practiced? At least that was my experience when I heard this lecture by Niranjan Swami, where he was grilling everybody, and then at the end of 2 hours, he said that you don't feel advancement and realization and ecstasy because this is missing. Anukulyana, intention to please, favorable attitude. And then next day, immediately, I took my japa, and then I went, and I was, Hare Krishna, Krishna, this is for you, to please you, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, and it was wonderful. And then my next Hare Krishna mantra was, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Oh, yes. Now I know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And it was no longer wonderful. Yeah, it was, you just get this, you know, you find for this spot where you try to please Krishna, and then you get connection, and immediately you get a wonderful feeling, and unfortunately, our ego is omnivorous. Omnivorous. It eats, it gobbles up everything and anything. As Bhujan Prabhu is saying, that it's amazing how the false ego, how Maya can the same thing that's supposed to make us free, it takes and uses to bind us. Same thing. How? Because I become proud. I'm a senior devotee, you know. And then it's all lost, you know. That becomes a false ego. Instead of the real ego, I'm a devotee. I'm not just a devotee. I'm a devotee. You know? And the ego eats everything, and then we lose. So that's why I mentioned in the title that these three things are practices. These three things are practices, which means we have to bring back. And that's why it's called sadhana. Bring back. Yato yato. So bring back. And the Stanford study recently has determined that people who even unsuccessfully, imperfectly practice meditation, and which means they bring back the mind to mind wonders, and they catch it and bring it back in just for a few minutes a day, in just 3 weeks' time, these people have started, have developed healthier eating habits. They became more punctual. They became better in communicating with others. They became more diligent in their work. They started exercising in this imperfect meditation. Even just some crazy material meditation, you know, what they do, breath, things like this. Even that gives such benefits. So what to speak if you train this ability to focus, if you bring your mind back, not just onto something, but you bring it on the most beautiful thing that can exist, onto the intention to please Krishna. So these are three practices. Jiva Goswami, describing the amazing power of bhakti, says that you do it one time, and he gives many amazing things. You just say Krishna once. You know, this guy killed by a boar saying haram, and he gets free. One, just do bhakti once, you know, or you have this mouse who was just. When was it? Yesterday. A few days ago, I saw a mouse on the altar. Not here. Giriraj Mishtanna Bandar. Yeah? They are bridge buses. They have an altar in the shop. They don't just, you know, they have an altar. And the guy was giving me some sweets, and then he said, Chua, Chua! And, you know, it's a big Chua, jumping from the altar. Somehow it's not a rare thing, because they know there are good things on the altar. You may see it often. So there was one chua like that, who came, it's a story from Jiva Goswami, from Bhakti Sandarbha, who came to the altar, you know, looking, what's there, what nice is there? Oh, there is ghee, you know, this is ghee week. And then, you know, chua, even female chua, red, your mouse, has whiskers. And because there was fire, whisker caught fire and blazed, and she became, burnt, and she fell down, and in some versions she died. But Krishna, being very merciful, this was actually offensive. That's an illustration how even offensive bhakti can be helpful. Krishna counted, okay, this was lighting fire in front of the deity. So counted like this. And next life, she was born as a queen, engaged in pure devotional service, who was fond of offering lamps to the deities. This is one example from Jiva Goswami. Another example were some drunks, real drunks. Apparently, even in times of Jiva Goswami, you had people like that who got so drunk that they went somewhere into a forest, and there was some old abandoned temple, and they got so drunk that they felt some fun, so they took some clothes, and they took some stick, and they started singing songs and waving, you know, some clothes, just, you know, because they felt funny. And Krishna, being very merciful, again, this is from Jiva Goswami, Bhakti Sandarbha, he looked at it, and then he said, okay, we will write it down as raising a flag in front of the temple. Vaikuntha. And he gives many amazing stories like this. And then, you know, he gives so many stories to show the power of bhakti. And then at the end you have a question. You think, okay, it sounds very good, but I know I was not even drunk, and I was not just waving a flag. I was waving my bead bag, you know. And I was chanting, you know, not even 16 rounds. I chanted, you know, how many rounds I chanted? I chanted 18 rounds, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And where is my perfection? Where is my perfection? So Jiva Goswami therefore answers there that offenses block our advancement. So therefore, sadhana, abhyasa. Practice means abhyasa. Abhyasa means repetition. Again, 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 until you get it right. So therefore, these are three practices. One, this is the remedy against the offenses, all the offenses, these two things. Respect Krishna, The opposite of offense is respect. So if you understand Krishna, then you will respect Krishna and you will respect devotees. And the most tricky, fine, subtle practice, intention. Intention. And these two things work instantaneously. So if you are feeling blue, you know, have one of those blues, you know, this is the material world, life in the material world, you're feeling sad or feeling depressed, then this is the switch. You throw this switch, just try to practice remembering Krishna is in the heart. Krishna is in the heart of devotees. Let me do something for him. And take shelter in Krishna, trying to please Krishna for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, for you. And takes no extra time. Just like right now, you are sitting, we are talking about bhakti, talking about Rupa Goswami, and so right now, nothing else is needed except again and again, remember, why do you do this? And try to think, Krishna, I'm giving my ears to that strange guy there, walking in front, but to please you. So Krishna, for you. I'm listening about bhakti for you. Just know, you can do this at any moment, all the time. And you can see what happens. Just now, can you please look around meditate? Krishna is in the heart of this person. Can you please look around and think, oh, Krishna is in the heart. 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 Krishna is also there in the heart. And there in the heart. And here in the heart. Amazing, isn't it? You hear the laughing? It makes you happy. Immediately. It's amazing. And then that and doesn't cost anything, you know? Yes. So this is the beauty. This is what bhakti is. And my humble opinion is we don't speak enough about this, the heart of bhakti. We focus on purity. We say, be pure, don't desire anything. No material desires. You have material desires? You shouldn't. No. Huh? Material desire? No. You shouldn't have material desires? Huh? No material desires? And then as a result, we think, okay, no desires. But Prabhupada says, it's not our process. Our process is not to stop desires, it's to change desires. It's not to kill the mind, it's to direct the mind to Krishna. So much more important is this, the heart of bhakti, because we may sit without desires but not practice bhakti. And then we are sad, depressed, and paralyzed. So bhakti. And again, these are svarupa lakshanas and the purity as the artatastha lakshanas. They are the secondary, that they are what makes bhakti pure. You know, these lines, in my opinion, in my intention, were to show the purity of bhakti. Yeah? So before we make it pure, we want to have bhakti at all. And now, the next part. Purity. Pure bhakti. Oh, pure bhakti. We think, yes, pure bhakti. No desires. It's, oh my God, you know, nothing you have. And no desire, bhukti mukti, two pishachis. You know, you shouldn't desire to enjoy, you shouldn't desire mukti. And we think, okay, mukti, maybe I don't desire. But they say, no, you want to stop suffering? That's desire for mukti. And we think, oh, it's so difficult. Maybe after 20 years. Maybe after 20 years, I'll do pure bhakti. And this is what I've been thinking for many, many years. I was thinking, let me do mixed bhakti. Because pure bhakti is very difficult. It's so difficult. You have to be so pure. You know, how can you do pure bhakti? You have to be. I'm not pure. I'm not pure. You know, how can I do pure bhakti? I'm not a pure devotee. And I even was present in a class not so long ago where a very learned, nice, amazing, wonderful, scholarly devotee who was explaining the utility of Varnashram, he said, "Who is a pure devotee here? Raise your hands." And of course, that was a rhetorical question. Nobody dare raise your hand because you're not supposed to think you're a pure devotee, right? However, you can see, like Akrura, he prays, "I am a pure devotee." There are two meanings of this term, pure devotee. It can mean a level. It can mean a level that you are pure. That you are pure. It can mean a level. And unfortunately, this has become the only meaning we use it in. Unfortunately, as a level. And what's the result? I become lazy. I think tomorrow, not tomorrow, after 20 years. But Prabhus, it's already 20 years. And what do I think next? Okay, another 20 years. Tomorrow never comes. Manana, 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 you know? Tomorrow never comes. So we have to make it, and because it looks very difficult, very, very scary, you know, you have to be pure. But there is a second meaning, a path. This Uttama Bhakti description refers to all of the bhakti, including sadhana, according to Rupa Goswami. This is also sadhana, practice for those who are also impure. Even if I am totally impure, Rupa Goswami wants me to practice pure bhakti as a path. And how is it possible? How is it possible? Yes, this is a dramatic musical interlude to draw your attention. So again, as I said, this was my question to Narayani Mataji. I was asking her this way, that way, in our Bhaktivedanta course, and she would always, you know, spot it. She would say, "That's the same question you've been asking all the time, because I've been asking, you know, how can being impure, having no knowledge, how can I do pure bhakti? You know, so I better do Gyanamisha Bhakti. After all, that's what Krishna recommends in the ninth chapter." Right? So, but by the grace of Srimad Bhagavatam, 9 years of Bhakti Vaibhava and Bhakti Vedanta, and especially Srimadi Narayani Mataji and Purijan Prabhu, my teachers, it finally gradually started dawning on me that it is just two decisions for Germans. Two decisions. it's just two decisions to make bhakti pure. Even if I am impure, if I make two decisions, I am instantly a pure devotee in terms of my path. What are the two decisions? Anyabhilashata shunyam. It's been pointed out that Rupa Goswami, what means anyabhilashata shunyam? Huh? Shunyam means devoid, and anyabhilashata, other desires, right? However, it's not as, that's how usually it is translated. However, Rupa Goswami is more merciful than that. He says, not anyabhilasha, abhilash, you know, morae abhilash bilas kunjaniyavas. Abhilash is a strong desire, right? And Rupa Goswami could have said, anyabhilasha vai shunyam, or anyabhilasha cha shunyam. You know, he could have said, same meter, he could have emphasized anyabhilasha vai shunyam. No other desires. No way. However, how then can you practice? If I'm not pure, how can this be a practice for a beginner? No other desires. So therefore, Rupa Goswami, he's not saying anyabhilasha vai. He says anyabhilashita. Anyabhilashita. Which is pointed out, is a
deeply entrenched desires or constant desires. Like, you know, ta is the same suffix we have in so many Indo-European languages. Like, for example, we have mobile and mobility. Mobile and mobility. Noble and nobility. Yeah? So I can be noble for 2 seconds, you know. I can give a tissue to Shambhalaram, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I'm so, you know. But it doesn't mean I'm noble in general, you know. Or it's not used, it's not used. It's but if I am always respectful, always polite, always civil, then it becomes nobility, civility. It means it's the nature. It's who I am. So therefore, what Rupa Goswami says, it's not that you shouldn't have other desires. You shouldn't have other constant desires. And as is obvious from his from his verse to demonstrate. From Narada Pancharatra to demonstrate, it's the very next verse, 12, to give the same meaning in a Shastric authorized verse. That's how he understands Anya Bilashita, Shunyam. He says, Sarvo Padhi Vinirmuktam. Upadhi, free from upadhis. Free from upadhis means no designations, or other meaning, no limitations. Don't limit, no conditions, unreserved. No conditions, no limitations, no designations. In other words, he doesn't say that never, ever, for a second, you dare have any desire. Any one of you want to eat? Any one of you wants to sleep? Don't you dare, because that will not be pure bhakti. No. These are anyabhilashita. And so also Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in that same commentary, he says, what does it mean? Bhakti which aims at achieving bhakti is proper, and bhakti which aims at achieving other goals is improper. So in this verse, the phrase anyabhilasha shunyam has not been used. Instead, the phrase anyabhilashita shunyam has been chosen. This means devoid of other desires which are as deep rooted as one's nature. So therefore, what it becomes is a decision: choose Krishna, bhakti, as the supreme goal. Goal, no other goals. Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says. So you can, all of you. All of us are invited, are welcome by Rupa Goswami to become pure devotees now, this same very instant, by simply deciding. And it's your decision. It's not a feeling or something. It's your choice if you just choose that my ultimate goal, my final goal, my eternal who I am, Krishna Bhakti. Just Krishna Bhakti. You decide that. And that makes your bhakti anyabhilashita shunyam. That becomes pure bhakti. And so instead, mixed bhakti, pradanya bhakti is nice, you know, it moves you forward, wonderful. Any bhakti is amazing, wonderful. However, if you're already doing bhakti, why not do it as a pure bhakti? It's just two choices. Make one choice. Krishna is the goal. Krishna is my ultimate. I may have so many desires. I can have a billion of other desires. But I just accept, okay, these desires are, you know, okay, I have these desires. This is my dirty mind. But my goal is Krishna Bhakti. Ultimately, for eternity, what I want, Krishna Bhakti. This is what I want. That's it. It's not difficult. It doesn't hurt. You don't have to scrape your mind or heart. You just decide. What is worthy in life? What is worthy in life? What is better? Better than having fun with God, having fun with beautiful Krishna. What is more worthy? And even if I have other intermediate or whatever desires, but if I do my bhakti with this goal, then it becomes pure bhakti. One more thing is here. One more thing to make it pure. So this was the goal. This was the goal. Can you accept Krishna bhakti as the goal?
Yes.
Let's request mercy of the most merciful Gauranga. Gauranga! And even more merciful, Nityananda! And Anukulya Devi, and the source of all bhakti, Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Remember, one of the qualities of Radharani, he accepts all kinds of devotees. You like this? This is such a nice quality. She accepts all kinds of devotees. I find it so soothing. It's such a solace. She accepts all kinds, even bad kinds like me. Srila Prabhupada says, I may be a rascal, but Radharani says, oh, Krishna, he's a devotee. Please accept him. And Krishna has to accept. He says, Prabhupada says, don't give flower to Krishna. Yeah? And Narayani Mataji, you mentioned that. Yeah. Put flower into the hand of Radharani, offering to Krishna, and then Krishna cannot not take. He cannot refuse. He cannot not accept. He will accept. Yeah? So we ask Radharani for blessings. We ask Rupa Goswami for blessings. And one more thing, which is a little more tricky, we'll discuss a bit more tomorrow, Jnana Karmadya Navritam, that bhakti should not be covered by Jnana, Karma, Vairagya, Adi means yoga, Sankhya, Varnashrama, you know, all of these, Jnana Karma. So what are Jnana Karma and so forth? We definitely have Jnana. What we do now is we develop Jnana, about Krishna, and it's no problem. And Jnana means realization. Anybody has anything against realization? No. Karma. Prabhus, you know, if you're in ISKCON, you know we have a lot of work we do. So that's why it says anavritam, not the trunyam, it's anavritam, not covered. And how that can cover? These are processes. These are processes. So shada shabde vishvas ko sudrida nishchai. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma kritahai. That we accept. Again, it's just another decision. That I accept that everything will be achieved by the process of bhakti. Whatever you need, you want realization, you want knowledge, it's all coming from bhakti. Nothing can come not from bhakti. For anything you need bhakti. Everything comes from bhakti. So if you trust it, just accept. Okay, I accept Krishna bhakti, the goal, and okay, I accept process is bhakti. And bhakti doesn't mean just, you know, sitting in a corner, living in the temple, and just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And kids, family? No. You know, this is only bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Bhakti is not too narrow.
It's one of big misunderstandings. Down, more down. Yeah, up, up. Yeah, bhakti is not narrow. Srila Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, it is not that one has to confine or narrow one's activities. Krishna is all-pervading. So in all phases of life, one has to perform devotional service. This is the big topic, how to do everything we do as a devotional service. This is a big, important task which will transform us into totally ecstatic society and will solve all problems and the fire of contradictions. If we learn that bhakti has everything, bhakti is the process, and everything needs to be done as bhakti, and our diagram. And bhakti includes everything and bhakti gives everything. If I just accept this, bhakti is the goal and bhakti is the process, and I can even do my job, I can even do my taking care of family. I'm supposed to do everything for Krishna's pleasure as a duty given by Hrishikesha. So if you learn this, we will be in bliss all the time. And in my romantic hope, this is what removes all the conflicts, because then Krishna is in the center, bhakti is in the center, and we may have different forms of activity, but all within the realm of bhakti. So, bhakti. So four secrets. These are the four secrets. Take Krishna, that Krishna is not just Krishna, but Krishna is absolute. Krishna is Krishna and devotees and every energy. Anukulyana, intent, desire to please Krishna. And then, whatever, desires, no desires, just accept, my goal is Krishna bhakti. And how do I achieve anything? By bhakti. Doing everything as bhakti and practicing bhakti. So if you just accept this, is it difficult? Is it some super challenging decision to make these two decisions? So this is what Rupa Goswami says. You just make these two decisions and you are practicing uttama bhakti. So, and we slip away, we go a little away, bring back. It goes away, we bring back. So this is the treasure and gift of Srila Rupa Goswami. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now, who has decided that you are a pure devotee in a humble way? Joy, ki joy. Yes, it's not a proud title. It's a humble decision. Humble decision. Krishna bhakti goal. Krishna bhakti process. That's it. So thank you so much, dear pure devotees. And we will speak tomorrow how it connects to the holy name and some other things. But meanwhile, please practice. Bring back intention in chanting, in interactions, and in terms of goal and your faith. That everything comes from bhakti. Sarva Bhishta Pradata Giriraj. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nidai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. My humble obeisances, Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.